Welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Hello, this is Jessica Chotan, and I am sitting here with...
Mario Blumenberg,
Nicholas Tite,
Mr. John Che.
And we are going to
turn the page.
So I first wanted to ask John, so tell us a little bit about the program you guys are doing here.
So our company, K-12 STEM Camp, we provide robotics programs to libraries, to day camps, summer camps, and all that. But I also, at the same time, teach at the high school as a robotics teacher and a math teacher, and also coach a robotics team at the high school level, at Syosset High School. So we have our captain and our member here who are actively, participating in our program.
That's fantastic. Would you both like to tell me how you got into robotics?
Yeah, so I actually started out in Mr. Che's Intro to Programming class, and from there he talked me into joining a system robotics class, which is an introductory class into robotics that's offered at Syosset High School. And from there I found myself really interested in robotics, and I ended up joining the club.
And yourself?
I did a similar process. I did the Intro to Computer Programming and the System Robotics class, and I ended up joining the club, and it seemed like a lot of fun and experience with programming and building.
So would you guys like to tell me a little bit about the projects you've worked on together? Have you competed anywhere?
So we compete in something called the First Tech Challenge, and what it is it's a series of sort of tournaments where robots face off head-to-head to complete tasks that are mandated by the organization. And so what we've done in the past few years is we've created robots to compete in these events, and we've gone to the challenges, and we've been pretty successful so far, and we're looking forward to our next year.
I mean, our team last season competed at the Loanen Championship, and we were the first three best teams, and we were the finalist and won the biggest trophy for the competition. And that was a lot of fun. And our team did a tremendous job of not only building, but community outreach, sponsorship, raising money on their own, business plan, engineering notebook.
Yeah.
And this is actually part of our community outreach at the same time.
Is doing the program at the library. Oh, very cool. Everybody, we have about, what was it? Is it 15 or 20 kids signed up for each class?
15 each class.
15 each class, and it is so popular. Everybody seems really, really happy. So what is your favorite robot that you guys have built? Like, what's the favorite tasks? Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, one of our favorite was a special intake system, and it was picking up these block shapes, which is hard to pick up. So we had squishy wheels that squish in when it pulls in blocks, and it was a lot of work to mount everything and get it all working perfectly.
So with that intake system, we were able to stack in 3x3s, and we were the first team on Long Island actually to stack in a very in a special pattern.
Yeah.
And so we were recognized as the first team to do that on Long Island.
That is very cool. So how many people are on the team?
Roughly about 22-ish.
Right, so there's a team limit of 15, but we really like to include everyone, and we know that everyone has a role in the process. So when we go to competitions, we bring 15 kids, but really all 22, all 23 have been contributing all year.
I mean, that's really great. You know, I graduated from Syosset High School. Yeah, we definitely did not have a robotics team back then, but that was also, you know, I graduated in 1997, where, I mean, that was sci-fi at the time, and now it's reality, and it's really cool. And I'm looking at your t-shirts, which maybe I will, Bob, if you have a logo, if you want to send me, maybe I can post a picture of it on the website. Would you like, who designed that?
So actually, we had one of our team members design it. It was a joint effort, but in the end, we had one person, you know, really fix up the whole thing, get the color scheme down. And it's something that we're really proud of. We think that it represents us as a team. We are a Syosset elite, and we have the crown, we have the wing showing how we want to ascend and we want to keep climbing and doing better.
One of the actually assistants designed this. She's not here today, but
Yes. Yeah. It's really cool. It does. It has like a lot of different aspects to it, and you know, the face of the robot is kind of adorable. Also, it reminds me a little bit of Baymax.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Was that intentional?
We had a lot of elements coming into the design, but I think where we really started off was with the head of the robot, because we wanted it to be sort of like a friendly face. We wanted to really have a presence in community outreach, and we wanted it to be something that was immediately like recognizable.
And also the team name is ELITE, and it stands for Excellent Leadership in Technology and Engineering.
Excellent Leadership in Technology and Engineering. That is so cool. Well, thank you so much. So if anybody out there is interested in getting robotics into their libraries, what would you recommend outside of the Syosset, this Syosset community?
So that's where we come in, you know, K-12 STEM camp, that will provide not only the robotics program, but also the coding program.
Right.
And within robotics program, we have, you know, MBOTs that they could code and play. At the same time, we have a drone that they could build and code and, you know, fly very safe. And we have also little spherical robots they could program and play. We have neurons. We have so many projects that are available that all libraries could take advantage of.
That is so cool. Thank you so much. So before we sign off, I have to ask, what is everybody's favorite fictional robot? We just had, just to kind of back this up a little bit, we just had some people from the Long Island R2 Builders group who came and they brought an R2 unit full size in here. It was so cute. It was R2AE. So now I'm just on this big, you know, because I think R2D2 is probably one of my favorites. Just, you know, I kind of grew up with him, so he's like a friend. But what about you guys?
I don't know if this necessarily counts as a robot, but I would definitely say Jarvis, the AI from Iron Man, is one of my favorites. I think that the idea of an AI with emotions is pretty cool, and he gets a body and vision, so.
I would accept Jarvis as an answer. Yourself?
From the Disney movie WALL-E, I think WALL-E is a very nice robot. I grew up with him as a child.
WALL-E is very cool, and I don't know if you ever saw Short Circuit. Those were like these 80s movies. I know WALL-E is very very loosely based on Johnny Five, his design. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So if you want to check out an 80s movie about a robot where WALL-E... But WALL-E was very special, and Pixar always does a really good job, and that was kind of an emotional film. So I think WALL-E is a good choice, too.
For me, is the Transformers Optimus Prime or the Bumblebee.
Oh, Bumblebee. I love Bumblebee.
A couple of minifigurines at home, and my son plays with it, so that's one of my favorites.
You know, Bumblebee was a Volkswagen Bug when I was growing up. So, yeah, they changed... What did they change him to? A Charger? Challenger?
Camaro.
Yes. Camaro in the new movies. But I still love him. I mean, how can you not love him? he's cool. Anyway, thank you guys so much, and thank you for coming in and teaching our kids. And once again, if anybody is interested in reaching you, John, and your company, would you like to?
Sure. It's simple. Website address is at www.k12stemcamp.org. k12stemcamp.org.
And we absolutely love robotics and STEM in the library, and we love that you guys are part of our community, and go Syosset Elite Robotics Team.
Yay!
Okay, we are going to close this chapter.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing.